Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
Hey!
Surprise, surprise, it's me coughing. Hey, everybody, it is the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're live from the stand, yeah! We're down one skank today, but of course, as always, we have the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. I'm Big J. Okerson.
Cushion pusher. Gave me these dabs. And he did not warn me and tell me how fucking good they are. I gave us huge dabs right before we started.
Why does no one give me dabs ever?
I just gave you a dab.
No, but like the whole thing.
You've taken every 98% of the dabs you've taken in your life have been given to you by me.
False.
False.
Yeah, I've been doing it at home.
Yeah, like for a week.
Nah, a couple weeks now.
You caught up?
Yeah.
Oh, just sweating. Well, whatever. I'm sorry, but I'm hot and sweaty. No Dave. We're upset about Dave, but we do have a libertarian in his place.
We do. Everybody, you know him from the 500 podcast from the goddamn comedy jam. It's
yo.
Josh Adam Myers.
Yo. Truth be told, I have no idea what the libertarians stand for, so if anybody can give me tips. You said just recite Metallica lyrics?
Yeah,
that's basically
just recite
it.
Any Metallica lyrics at any given time and make it sound poignant. That's libertarianism.
Well, you nailed that, it. Right. Our guest tonight from KFC Radio returning again is Kevin Clancy.
What's up, boys? How we doing?
And his co-host, John Feidelberg, everybody. How about it for the first
fucking
time on the show?
It right.
Nailed it.
I was like 0% chance.
Hell yeah.
People struggle with Feidelberg. They usually don't get it right on the
first Feidelberg's show, so. Why? They control the media.
we did cheat sheet. We cheat sheet.
We all struggle. Are my headphones in? No, fuck my headphones. Who cares? I'm very excited about today's show, Jay.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really good. We have a lot planned. We don't usually put a ton of planning into the show, but we have some tricks up our sleeves.
We've been doing better.
Yeah.
Yes, I said skanks on MLK Day. What could go wrong?
Oh, I didn't even realize it was MLK Day.
You have to tell him!
Fuck, I feel like this is the one that I shouldn't be co-hosting.
Shit. We've prepared nothing for MLK Day.
Sure we do. There's a black baby on the table. Hanging out with a retarded white. It was his dream. This whole thing's his dream.
It really is. With a teddy bear on the side and a truly behind them. About to puncture their butthole.
I just noticed what they added to the fucking middle thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's the gun that's going to be up one of our asses soon.
Yeah. It came in the mail. It's used.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's going up somebody's ass.
We're doing Gun in the Butt Challenge Part 2.
Oh, no.
And the gun came, so this is going to fucking go inside of somebody's ass. Jay, can I say, what I'm willing to do with you, if you're willing to, I'm willing to sand off this little hump.
That seems like a deal to me.
I think we should.
And I mean, are we going to like... There?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna go there.
Are we going to the trigger? What? Are we going ass to trigger?
They go trigger deep, bro.
Trigger deep?
It doesn't even look that bad.
Right?
That might be enjoyable.
Keep telling yourself that, dude.
Dude, what if you didn't wear a condom? This would just be caked with shit.
Why
did you?
But when you pull it out, you'd have a perfect little like shit can. It'll look like a little tube of shit.
Yeah.
Why did you guys decide on a Nintendo?
Because we're playing video games in the challenge.
Makes perfect sense.
We're doing NBA 2K22.
I didn't even realize that was the reason. I was just like, this for the longest fucking.
the long tube.
Are you kidding? You didn't realize?
Dude, last time you used like a Glock or some shit?
Anthony Cumia gave us a real gun for us to use, and I put it directly inside of Jay's asshole.
Can I? Yeah, dude.
From duck hunt to butt hunt.
You guys are fucking wild, man.
That thing's going never smooth up Lewis's shitter.
Never change.
Yeah, no, we won't. So we have so many different things to talk about. I'm really, really excited to talk about them. It's been a week where our female friends keep on releasing cringy content, and I feel like we have to shine a light on. And it's not even so much about our female friends. The first one is really about our male friends that are involved with this cringy content. It's a goddamn nightmare. I mean, this is fucking...
I've heard of this.
Yeah. This is, the guys we fucked, our old friends, the guys we fucked, they're going back to iTunes. Is that the big announcement?
Yeah.
I just didn't like the way you said it. The girls from Guys We Fucked.
No, these guys that we fucked once.
You're like our old friends, the guys we fucked.
We fucked some dudes.
You remember them.
Yeah, I never
the ones
like,
that we fucked.
Yeah, I stay friends with those guys. It's not their fault it didn't work out, man.
The dudes we diddled.
They're going back to probably it'll be a.
They were behind a paywall.
They were behind a paywall, and now they're, you know, and good for them. God bless them. They were on Luminary exclusively for a couple of years. So shout out to Guys We Fucked. But they put out a trailer, and it is just bizarre. I have no idea what's happening in this trailer. It is just the weirdest fucking thing, and it features Dylan and Justin, and it's...
Dylan's in it?
Yeah, it made me fucking furious.
Whoa.
Watch this. Oh, yeah, this is the steak. Guys, dig in. This is
good
for us.
Lord.
What up, waitress? Thank you for bringing this giant slab of meat over to us men.
Yeah, for real.
That's right.
That's the way life should be.
Waitress, can you do a little dance shimmy as you walk away?
No. Did you really think this was a... Did you think this was a fantastic idea for the show?
What?
Like, how are we going to eat
to have a delivered tomahawk steak?
Just all of us picking meat out of our fucking incisors.
How is this
going to
work?
Wild.
Yeah, dude, you're just fucking digging. It's meat. I'm keto.
Get some meat.
I'm keto.
I'm not grabbing you meat.
Grab me meat.
I'm not doing it.
Grab me a meat.
I'll tell you that.
Clancy Bielbergar.
That's a homie
you
right
just,
there.
Oh,
I knew
fuck,
it.
Stupid.
Look at that.
This is preposterous. Yeah, there you go.
This is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen on a radio show. Hey, why don't you guys tie yourself up with tough, rare meat?
We're fucking men, dude. This is what men, how men podcast.
Good, this is your worst idea ever.
Oh, hey, why don't you pull out pieces of fat and stick them in front of everybody on the camera? Oh, that's going to make me fucking upset the whole show.
All right, relax, Jay.
It's fatty.
Move on. It's mostly an audio platform.
Oh, I know. It's going to be good when you guys are... I have to really fucking vamp while you guys...
What is this? I don't even know what's on this fucking...
I don't know what that is.
Brussels sprouts?
Is that like chicken heads? I have no
That's
idea.
That's disgusting. I'm sure it's great. The stand makes great food.
What is
mushrooms?
That looks like mushrooms.
Weird.
Okay. No, you're right. All right.
Very
now that the entire show's derailed, let's
sorry.
Get back to it.
Sorry.
Speaking of a piece of meat, Dylan and Justin, go ahead.
Nice segue. So they put out this trailer, and I watched it... Here we go. Make it full screen, can you or not?
Guys, we fucking turned to wide release.
Hell yeah.
Hey, sexy.
Hey.
You up? We missed you, baby.
Please respect her rule. Smile in the face. What do you my place? But at Gully on
Sunday. Oh,
let's
pump
race. Let's be frank.
Oh,
running after him when you're the
killer. Ew.
Yo.
Oh, I hate you so much, Dylan.
I can't believe you kissed your mother.
Oh, Justin, yuck. I hate them. I can't explain to you why this is making me so angry.
You can't? You can't explain.
You can't.
Look, Justin's shirt is off.
Of course it is.
I hate it.
What's hard to explain about this?
I want...
The whole thing.
Dude, I really wish that everyone involved in this was killed horrifically.
Wait, go back. Can you go back?
They're my friends. All four of them are my friends, and I want them all to be dead.
Yeah.
There's nobody to go back?
That's tough.
Please, keep it on a loop the whole show.
I mean, I guess it worked. You're talking about it, right? At the end of the day, that's the goal, right?
I guess.
Guys,
we also talked about 9/11 for a while.
Is there any way to pause?
I will never forget this. Hashtag never forget.
Meet the Women Change Everything about female sexuality. There's one of these.
Oh, damn pause.
Keep playing. One of
Dylan,
these.
Why are you grabbing your neck so much?
Yeah.
He's into it.
I didn't realize how ugly kissing was. Until
you're kissing your great aunt when your mom left the room. I think there's too many asterisks in the thing. All right, keep going. They know everything about fucking Dan Savage. Guys, we fucked has become essential listening.
Oh. I hate it.
Oh.
Can I tell you my problem with it? Is because Justin's supposed to be like a hot guy in it, yeah. And I will never accept that Justin is a hot guy. He is just a tiny faggot.
Wait, that's
faggot.
The one I wanted you to pause.
He's always going to be a tiny faggot to me. He's a 50-year-old tiny homosexual.
Hang on, what? It goes from the... appeal. The erotic appeal.
Of what?
What is that word?
Shitting. To whether they're enjoying licking balls.
What?
That's what confused me.
The appeal of what?
Why is there so many asterisks?
Son of a bitch.
That's the longest
word.
From
the erotic appeal of snoozing. Snowboarding. Or whether they enjoy licking balloons.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my Lord.
What the fuck are those words?
I don't know. I don't
know.
They're
the longest words ever.
Everything about this is just making me so upset. Who sent it? Somebody sent it to me like hating it. Like Dylan, like somebody was like, look at what Dylan did. I hate him. I don't know if it was a fan or somebody that we know personally. But
well, here's what's weird, Dylan. She's in a dominant position on the kiss, yet you're doing the head hold. It looks bizarre.
You
want
to get a telestrator out here and break it down?
Yeah, it looks like you're trying to stop what she's doing to you.
Dylan, explain yourself. What happened here? Whose idea was this? Who wrote this? It was her idea.
You seem pretty into it, though.
Is the thing that they're doing is like, look at these hot guys we have because you're a fucking dork and Justin's a tiny faggot. So what? That's not like a cool, like, it's not like the man show where they have big titty girls jumping up and that's like they're trying to do that version of it, right? Like, look at our hot guys that we have. You guys aren't hot guys. I get that you're a good looking dude, but like to the general public, that you're not, Dylan. You're not. You're not. Look at these.
Dylan, like, you're a handsome guy, but it looks like you're fucking your babysitter. And her fucking drunk friends watching. I like to watch. Don't mind me, Sonny. I'll be over here kissing my pool boy. I think he's bi.
Was this take after take or was there just one? Yeah?
Take after take.
How much kissing did you do?
I think there was like 7 takes, 8
oh
takes.
Oh, my God. Your face. You I mean, you must have been chapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disgusting, bro.
It was also like... It was also like acting. Like, that's why my hand is there. Like, we did it a couple times.
Did you just say that's acting?
Wow.
It's on my IMDb. As
give me a second.
Throw the meat.
Throw
the
fucking bone.
Yeah.
You're in SAG now? Like, you're going to get an award for your acting here? That's got to be the worst way to get COVID, is doing that right there.
Throw hate speech at him.
There you go.
Oh, wait. I threw it at Proud Boy Tommy. He went to his rightful home.
Yeah, hate speech the bear changed directions in the air. You see his arms flap?
Papa!
I'm coming home.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, I mean, that was the first piece of cringy.
Does Justin and Christina make out?
Yeah, they make out.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Look. Now, that's closed mouth smooching.
Well, he actually...
Oh, is that mouthing? He's so
hot. Yeah,
he's so hot.
He actually on Instagram stories like posted her asking him via text. So I think she just wanted somebody that was non-aggressive.
Those words didn't really want to fuck her.
Sebastian, I don't know. I mean, that's gonna haunt me all night. Whatever those fucking words are. Maybe that was part of their plan too.
I don't know.
You're licking Justin's balls.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not hating on them at all. I just hate the.
Yeah, of course
they've got to be so happy to be out from the paywall.
The trailer.
Yeah, the trailer's so ridiculous. Happy. But yes, congratulations for getting behind the paywall.
There you go. They made a bunch of money, came back. And they're still working with Luminary. Now Luminary just does what Gas Digital does, which is it's behind a paywall for a week, then it goes everywhere else.
Damn, we were this close
to that. Who came up with that idea?
Christ only knows. Probably not a guy who believes good audio is eating meat.
Truly, you're a revolutionary of the podcast.
You just reminded me how much I want another piece of
hang
meat.
Hang on, got to get some of this marrow. The good stuff's in the marrow. Oh, yeah, get that juice right in the dabs and my Diet
Coke.
Yeah,
gnaw that bone. Gnaw that bone, nice. Kevin.
This is something, dude.
Dude, last week,
what a move.
People from the audience started biting the bone.
This should go up someone's ass.
These guys.
Yeah, who wants bite
it?
The bone.
Who wants it? I'm not biting the fucking bone.
Bite the bone.
I'm biting the bones. Not biting
bite
the bone.
The bone.
Not biting the bone.
Bite.
Biting the bone.
Bite.
No, I'm biting the bone.
Bite. Damn. Damn, that was easy. Kill the president. Kill the president. Kill the president. What a willing Manchurian candidate this guy is. That was way early in the chant. He bit that bone.
you remember how we did a Guys We Fuck parody back in the day?
Yeah.
Can we do that same parody, Jay, of that commercial?
Oh, God.
But we're also making out with Dylan and Justin. Can we please do that?
It was you and Dave. Up?
I know, but Dave's not funny anymore.
Yeah, I know. Remember?
Remember when Dave used to want to do silly, wacky things?
I know. Yeah. He won't now.
Will you? Will you dress up as Christina? I'll dress up as Corinne. And then you get to make out with Justin. I get to make out with Dylan.
You just want to make out with me?
Dylan. By the way, dude, I'm pretty stoked that you think I'm the Christina.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a good pull for you.
Thanks, bro.
I'm saying you have bigger titties than me.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, well, good for them. That is awesome, but that is tough. Man, Justin just will take that shirt off. He knows what's going to happen from that.
What do you mean?
He knows he's going to get a shirt
on. We're
going
to say these things, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's tough.
What would you, if they asked you, what would you have said?
To take your shirt off? Me?
To do it instead of them, if it was you two.
To take my shirt off?
I did.
Camera?
And make out with them. Do exactly that.
By the way,
I would rather take my shirt off than fight Jason Ellis.
I did a sketch with them recently for their special, yeah, and all I asked for was specifically was to not have my shirt off.
Was the sketch where you're supposed to have your shirt off?
No. No, it's like it's an Elvis costume.
Dylan, did Corinne want you to take your shirt off, but you're such a skinny bitch that you were like, no?
Maybe.
Yeah. That's how you're not hot.
You don't
want
to see your sort of hairy guys, nips?
Hot guys are willing to take their shirts off, dude.
I'm skinny fat.
Yeah.
I hear that, brother.
No, he's skinny, but Justin's also like fucking like shredded, so.
I think he might be a little jealous.
Hmm?
Yeah. You got a problem with this.
Dylan? No, I hate Dylan. Well, oh, pull up Dylan's other Instagram. I'll make this whole fucking show shitting on Dylan today. Pull up Dylan's, like, this was me a year ago on my grind. Please pull up that one.
Oh, no.
Please.
Yeah, I saw that.
Jay?
Did you say on my grind?
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to beat him up. I can't. Like, we're going to Jamaica in 1 week. 1 week from today, we're going to be in Jamaica. We're going to be in.
You got to give him a fluff fight in between. He can't be 0-2 Gas Digital.
I'm going to wreck his shit. We got to watch this.
Oh, no.
Me a year ago, highly motivated, chasing my dreams, pursuing my passions. And now, a year later, this is me still on that grind, boy. You thought this was. You thought I was going to give up? Nah. The day that I die is the day that I stop chasing my. This was me a year ago, highly motivated.
No, that's a good bit.
Yuck.
I thought that was...
Yuck. Just a bunch of yuck.
Jay is literally speechless.
It's sad.
Could you imagine Dave Attell doing a video like that? Is there any comic that
every
you
day
respect?
I wake up at 6, boogly. Read the paper, it never ends.
Could you imagine any comic that anybody respects doing a video like that?
But it was a joke.
No.
Come on. That was
not
a joke.
That was serious.
Don't brag about your grind, dude. No one cares. Damn.
You're not a fucking rapper.
I mean, the first video was literally taken after all the other videos, so the timeline doesn't even add up. It was just for fun.
You think that's
killed
the issue?
It. Yeah.
The timeline.
It's the voiceover, dude.
There's no continuity, man. That's the problem. Jesus Christ.
Look out, stages across America.
I'm on my grind.
I hope you got fire extinguishers. I'm about to light that stage up.
Playing all the best rooms. Vulcan, Laugh Factory, Long Beach.
Mike Harrington's place.
The Harrington Comedy Club.
That Harrington thing in Brooklyn.
Old Man Hustle.
I'm just out here grinding, you know, playing three bars.
On that grind, laundromat afternoons. Stays on that grind. I made my family laugh over the holidays.
4 hour wait for the open mic sign up.
They'd be home saying, shut up, Dylan. I'd be like, yo, I'm on my grind. You in my way, moms.
Dylan, you don't.
Dylan, you stop calling me moms. We're a Jewish family. Oh. Hava Nagila, biatch.
Dylan, you've never had a grind for anything in your life. You're a rich Jewish kid from Florida.
Yeah, you were grinding the rails in your backyard in-ground pool. You fuck. You son of a bitch.
He grinds his teeth after he takes Molly with his rich friends.
Oh, shit.
Jesus, Dylan.
Or some shit, dude.
A real a day.
It's algorithm.
Don't post bad ones per day.
What algorithm are you trying to get into with that?
It got me on fucking Legion.
Don't blame Mark Zuckerberg for being gay.
Hold on, it got me on Legion. This isn't good. We do not like you.
Dylan, I don't back up. Dylan, I love you. But son of a bitch, that was bad.
We don't like. All right, fine. How about
play the other one? If you only get to play
the shitty ones. We like you, Dylan. We don't like that. Or the guy in that.
Yeah.
I respect that.
That guy. Which is worse? Which Dylan would you rather
You're watching
have?
Too many Andrew Schultz fucking trailers, dude. You're getting all worked up.
Yeah, stop doing fucking Brendan Schaubisms.
Yeah. You're going to have pyrotechnics before you have a good closer, dude.
Jesus Christ, dude. I'm out here on my grind collecting sneakers.
On my grizzard. Open mic after open mic. You know what every open micer has to do. Pretty much the process for most of us. There are no shortcuts, I'm learning in life, as has 2,000 other people in New York.
Drink tickets, son.
I am grinding no more or no less than the average comedian.
I am out an amount of nights that make sense for wanting to do this for a living. I am progressing at a steady yet not super speedy rate.
That last one hurt because it was accurate.
There we go. All right, guys, real quick, let's take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Yo Delta. Love Yo Delta, who makes incredible, high-quality Delta 8 products.
Yay.
Oh, the Delta 8 vampire. You snuck up right behind me. You just showed up. Where were you?
What's up, dude?
What's going on, dude?
Oh, I've been here the whole time. Invisible.
Wow. What's going on, man?
I've been kicking it in the girls' room. You know what I mean? Watching girls piss and stuff. Not a lot of girls shit in public.
I got to be honest with you. When we're doing a read about one of our sponsors, I don't think that they want to talk about doing illegal, weird shit while you're high on their products.
No. I get high afterwards to celebrate. Yo, Delta, am I right? Did you see that girl's bush? She had no idea I was looking.
You could just go in there and you're invisible and you could just look at girls naked?
Flappy, super flappy lips.
Wow.
It makes the piss go like a sprinkler.
Wow, dude. Well, that is a reason to celebrate, I gotta be honest with you. And when I celebrate, I like to celebrate with Delta 8 gummies or maybe even their vape pens.
Word up. Heard that, dog.
So look, right now, I gotta tell you right now, Delta 8 is legal in most states. It ships right to your door. It's already cheaper than weed. And we have a pretty incredible offer, a discount for you guys if you guys want to order some Delta 8 THC right to your house from Yo Delta. Go to YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS. You'll save 25% off.
Pull my finger, Lewis. Gas.
Oh. All right, where were we? All right, and then the other one, I mean, Jay, the other piece of content that one of our female friends in comedy put out this week.
This is my comedy world's ever. Been alive this one.
Nobody has been talking about it publicly.
Dylan, this makes it look like you were getting your dick sucked by a young Pamela Anderson in that video.
This one's tough.
Yeah, this video sucks so, or this piece of content audio sucks so much more than the Guys We Fucked trailer.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel bad because the sentiment is nice, and I like the people involved.
Sure.
Sure. Wish Bob Saget wasn't
I like dead. The person. I like the person. I like who the song's about. Fine.
Yeah. I mean, look, to be honest with you, I don't really give a shit about anybody involved.
That you could say it that way. That's the meaner way of saying what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't really care. If I really cared about what Nikki Glaser thought of me, we wouldn't be doing it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. But this one.
No, I do. Like, Nikki's great. Nikki's a nice person and a funny comic.
Here's the thing. If this is what bums me.
And Bob Saget, you know, he's.
If Patrice existed, this thing wouldn't. It wouldn't. Oh. There's no one to police that, and we're doing a favor right now by saying, this is fucking bananas.
Yeah, I think you guys, I think this is the only podcast which is going to be shitting on this publicly.
Maybe, no, some
others might. Remember the girl killed herself because she felt she got bullied because she pulled her titties out? She was like a porn star, and she pulled her titties out by George Floyd. And we argued. No, she wanted to pay tribute to George Floyd. She saw the mural, and she did what she does there. Mm-hmm. She showed her tits.
Right.
That's what she does.
That's what she does.
This is not the right tribute for a comedian to do for another comedian. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That this even exists.
Right.
It's crazy. Who here hasn't heard this? I'm excited for people to
hear this. So listen to me. So
if
you don't
know. I know it exists. I haven't heard it.
Nikki Glaser, who's a very funny comedian, who works here at The Stand, who.
Blah, blah, blah. She's great. She's great. She's doing fine.
Who we asked to do Skankfest every year and has never done it. But she put out this. Instagram post?
No, it's a song. It's a full-ass song.
It's on Spotify.
I've never heard the whole song. I've only heard the Instagram post.
And really? I'm pretty sure.
I've only heard the one-minute version. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, but it gets...
Do you think it
can't get more batshit than the opening?
Yeah.
The ending is fucking like someone should do a wellness check.
So she wrote a song in tribute to Bob Saget, who I guess she was friends with, who passed away. And there's nothing funny about the song. It's a very serious, like, I want to write a sad song about my friend dying.
I thought it was maybe like a joke. Like at some point it gets funny and she cracks some jokes.
It does immediately.
It's hilarious.
It's funny right out of the gates.
We'll let it rip.
Oh, this needs to be cranked in the room.
Yeah. Song for Bob. You turn it up. Listen to it 100 times.
Pause it and go back. Every word is another adventure in insanity.
Wait, I'm gonna say something nice here.
Go on.
I was surprised how good Nikki's voice is.
She can sing.
But she just shouldn't be singing about this.
Are you super surprised that a gazillionaire was able to get someone to produce a
gazillionaire.
When I listen to music, I don't really listen to lyrics. So I could pleasantly listen to that song because the background's nice and Nikki's voice is
Feidelberg, take a lap. Come back. Just think about what you're saying, dude. What are you saying? I don't know what he's saying. That's crazy.
What do you think Bob
Saget
would say?
Is he fucking your brother or something? You have to see her at a holiday?
What would Bob Saget say if you heard this song?
You think it's lame?
I hope to God.
I mean, yeah,
right? He would ask her to remove it.
What the fuck is that?
I don't want this.
If he was alive, he would actually kill himself.
I'm humiliated.
And her voice isn't great. Calm down, boys.
It's not great.
She's singing. She's fucking. Yeah.
Big J's like, I can fucking do this in my sleep.
We're in Milwaukee. We made jokes for some crowds for ourselves.
How do you guys both know the lyrics so well?
We 7,000. I'm blown away. Have you ever meet somebody and then you find out they've gone gaga? That's interesting.
We listened to it about 15 times earlier today.
Yeah.
It's been
honestly, great. The comments are, you know, overwhelming. Like,
what are the comments?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean,
Of course. I was going to write a shitty comment, but I was like, Nikki's just not going to think it's funny for me to be like, this sucks. Ha ha. Ha ha, Nikki, this sucks. This fucking sucks.
You should do that.
Has anybody commented anything negative on it?
If they have, they've deleted the comments because I went through it looking for negative comments. I was like, there's no way. Every comedian.
Well, all the shit that goes to the top is, you know, like.
My comments are disabled.
On YouTube. No, go to the Instagram.
You know why? At first, when she put it out, the comments were good. Because
I was talking about the comments on her Instagram.
Okay, I got you, but it's just her people. Once it's spread around, then people start going back, and that's why comments are just.
And now, by the way, on YouTube, they took off the dislike button. This probably broke the dislike button.
This is what comedians should apologize for. Yeah. When you're doing a punch, you should be like, I don't know what the fuck was I doing? What a step out of my zone, huh? What the hell was I thinking? You know, I tried fentanyl for the first time.
Man, yo, like Bob Saget apparently hit others, some people harder than others, because to sit down and write a song. I mean, it's also been what, like a week before? You know what I mean? She was on her grind to put this song out.
Even John Mayer didn't write a song, and he was one of the pallbearers. Do you know what I mean? Nikki was just like, oh my God, no.
Right.
Get my acoustic guitar. And I look up at the sky and I see clouds. La baba skiing doodle doo. I love you, Bob Saget.
I love you, Bob Saget.
Yeah, dude. It needed to be tagged. Just in there. There's no chorus, dude.
It's just coming. The part you're doing is coming.
What we played right now is the only part that I've heard.
Go back like 30 seconds.
And I'll tag it.
It's delightful.
Yeah, Josh has a great. She left some lyrics on the table.
You know what we should have done? We should have had them transcribe all the lyrics for us first.
Oh, I know.
Damn it, is there no time to do that? No. You can't transcribe all of these lyrics right now? Come on, Bobby. Come on, you pussy.
It's going to take him. It'll take him forever.
Damn it, Tom.
It's like four lines. I look up at the clouds. I went to dinner with you once. That's it. That's the song.
Something about Milwaukee, and then that's it. You're dead.
Milwaukee.
You picked up the tab at Nobu.
You had clam chowder and a calamari appetizer. She goes,
if I knew you'd die, I would have changed.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Wait, that's a real lyric.
Yeah. What would Nikki Glaser change about her life if she knew Bob Saget was going to die?
That's, by the way, I'm getting a bracelet made with those letters.
What would Nikki Glaser change
if she could do if Bob Saget was still alive? Thank God I got big wrists.
If I knew you were going to die, I would have called you and warned you. If I had dead zone powers, I tell you there's still time to save yourself.
Bobby, you gotta change your ways.
If we survived a roller coaster crash, I would make sure I jumped in front ahead of you in death. But Final Destination 5.
If we were Final Destination 5, I wish I went first before you.
I fell and hit that box, and it fell into a nail gun, and the nail gun shot a hose, and the hose leaked out, and I was holding something electronic, and I shocked myself to death. And then you'd be next. You go outside, and for some reason, people were lifting a piano with a crane outside. I hope when Nikki hears this, she thinks it's funny.
She better. She's not going to hate it.
She's going to think this rules.
Dude, I don't think so. I talked about that with Jay earlier.
Listen, she's becoming aware this is not quite a hit. She disabled those comments.
She will never do the goddamn Comedy Jam ever again.
Oh, dude, now she can only do it if she performs this song. She has to redeem herself.
That's a good rule. That's a fucking good rule.
You can do Taylor Swift after the Bob Saget Memorial.
We gotta hear the song for Bob.
Open with.
Oh, God. She tries to sing it like Bob. Taylor Swift, is what she's doing. There's more.
Please.
Bobby, throw it to the video. If I had known that you would die, what would I change? Sometimes I speak to the sky.
Thank you.
it did?
Pause it.
Pause it. He was the guy, really?
Pause it.
And when you were in a bad mood, it was Bob Saget that would get you back in a better mood.
Oh man,
were they like super this close?
This is Mom. I don't want to talk about it, Mom. This is something only Bob Saget could get me through.
When he sat you down, did the
oh my God, I'm heartbroken.
Did this the Danny like Tanner music start playing every time he sat you down?
He answered the phone. And he goes, "You feeling down, Nikki?"
God.
Back it up.
I love you, Bob Saget.
I love you, Bob Saget. I love you, Bob Saget.
This song just became awesome.
I love you, Bob Saget.
You just made a better Bob Saget tribute in 10 seconds.
There's more lyrics.
That song's awesome now.
There's no chorus. It's just her bitching about him dying in clouds. Like, it makes no sense.
I love you, Bob Saget.
It
needs that deep, like.
I'm going to be singing that for weeks now. That's going to be in my episode.
I love you, Bob Saget.
Oh, my God. That was great.
That's hilarious.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. I love you, Bob Saget.
I love you, Bob Saget. Oh, dude.
Oh, man.
It's so dumb.
There's more lyrics, Bobby.
There's not.
Oh, yeah, there is. She starts going off.
Stop.
Back it up.
Our last run-in was in Milwaukee. That's we were cracking up.
Says the same thing again.
She starts over?
No.
Two lonely souls, now two old friends.
I was jokes making 45K for the weekend. I heard you were making 60, and it pissed me off.
I called you a has-been to the promoter of the show I was doing. We complained online and laughed why you even did comedy.
Go back, Bobby. Everything we sang over, go back. Every word a gem. I like what we did.
By the way, if I made a song that sucked this much, Nikki Glaser should make fun of it on her podcast. Yeah.
If I put out a serious song ever, by all means. First of all, if you see me releasing it, just try to stop. Tell me to think about it a little bit.
That's enough to have a music career. I've told her before, she can do that, and with her fans, she'll just have a music career. That's how crazy it is.
Give me a favor.
I'm going to need to take a lap. No, I'm not saying it's good.
No, it's a fine. I understand what you're saying.
That's how bad music has gotten. That's how bad it's gotten. You don't think that people would just eat that up?
No.
People will buy that.
If she
no
not good. It's not good on its own.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying people will eat that up.
No. You remember Dane Cook's song?
Yeah. Oh, God. Bobby sent it to me as we were just... Oh, that's who sent me this. Bobby Kelly. As we were discussing this, he sent me the Dane Cook song.
Oh, my God. And Bobby Kelly's the best because he said to me, after Dane Cook played it for him the first time, he goes, dude, you did it. And he goes, you like it, Bobby? And he goes, I want to hear it again, dude. That's what he told us. He goes, that's how phony he is. You never met Hollywood Bob. Hollywood Bob was like, dude, you did it. What's his song? I was like, cold. Forward.
Yeah, forward. Forward.
Oh, it's brutal. Oh,
we will listen to that on the show. Oh, no. Do you want to go to forward?
We should finish Nikki Glaser's song.
And we could do a forward. That's so weird. I just got a text from Robert Kelly. Just
don't fucking bring it up, dude. I told you that in confidence, dude. He told me that on Bonfire. You can't tell if Dane Cook's happy to see you or angry. His eyebrows are too high.
Dude, when Dane Cook came into the Gas Digital Studios to do SDR show and he had a makeup artist with him, it was the funniest
thing
I've ever
seen.
Did
he really?
He had his own makeup artist, dude. Yeah. They put makeup on his face for the SDR show. Without Dane Cook, makeup looks like Ralph Sutton. Look, look, and that, now pull up Ralph's face.
When did he
No, that's him. That's not him now. That's when he was hot.
Yeah. Does it? No, look at Dane Cook now. Dane Cook now looks like Ralph Sutton with like a hot guy filter.
Oh, from Instagram. Yeah. Oh, he does look like Ralph.
Yeah,
you're right.
Pull up Dane Cook now.
Damn, he does look like Ralph. Picture's not even up. I just know.
Oh my God!
Oh,
yuck!
Oh.
That those eyebrows, man, they're permanently angled up like that.
Yeah, he didn't want to age. Like he didn't want to age gracefully. But I get it.
Why would you do that though?
Because he was like, so
why
handsome.
Just get, oh my God!
Well, that's a great thing about good-looking people when they're like younger. They don't look good when they're older.
That's not always true.
Very often,
good people look better than ugly people.
By the way,
forever.
It doesn't matter. His girlfriend is crazy hot. It means nothing.
Yeah.
He's doing fine.
I think he took like HGH and shit like that and that like puffed him out. Yeah. And then all the injections. And
oh, he's all jacked?
Yeah.
Oh, he's blowing that back out. Hell yeah, dude. Dan Cook's a real ass dude. I'll give it to him.
He did a Dave Chappelle move. I'm going to get yoked. For no
Wait,
reason.
Wait, when did he make this song though? When like back in the day? When
back,
he was
back
huge?
In the day. Yeah. When nobody would say to him, dude, don't. It's a ballad.
A pop song.
Oh,
it's a pop song?
No, wait. A ballad? Like
it's a ballad.
Oh, man.
It's like this.
Two lonely souls, now two old friends.
Crank it, Bobby.
Yeah, turn the shit up.
Your jokes were dark, your eyes so bright and kind. I guess I knew one day you'd die.
One day you die, just not when.
What an obvious lyric. I knew the grass was green, but not all the time.
This is kindergarten songwriting lyrics. This is like first band, middle school writing a song. Like, look up at the clouds, thinking about you. It's all the same shit. You know what I mean?
First time I met you, I accidentally called you Danny Tanner. I brain farted on your name.
Go on.
Hurt the people I love. Don't hurt anyone. Don't hurt the people I love.
Except the legion of fucking skanks. Kill them, God, please. I hate them.
Don't hurt anyone.
I love you, Bob Saget. 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 I love you, Bob Saget.
We'll miss you, Bob.
Miss you, Bob Saget.
Pour one out for Bob. Pour one out for Bob. Oh, man.
Oh, that became such a fun thing that Josh just did in my apartment earlier.
I knew this episode was going to rule.
Fucking rules.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors, now a longtime sponsor, I'd say, at Legion of Skanks, and that is Fully Loaded Chew. What? Don't you want to look cool and spit? I do.
It's weird, dude. I'll tell you right now, I don't want to chew until I started using the fully loaded chew.
Of course, yeah.
It's great, dude.
Well, it's not as harsh or gross as actual chew, so it's fun to do it and spit. Here's why lifelong dippers are switching to fully loaded chew.
Why?
It's the only chew with tobacco-free nicotine.
That's
what?
Great.
Tobacco-free nicotine means less bad stuff in your mouth. They even have a motto, save a lip. Put that on a shirt, jerk off.
It's kind of weird because like I feel like all the other chew companies, their motto should be get rid of your lip.
Yeah. They also come with different nicotine levels, which is awesome. They have full strength with the same nicotine as any other chew. If you're looking to cut back on nicotine, you can wean yourself off. They have half strength, and they also have full flavor chew.
If you're
with
a
no
fucking
nicotine
pussy.
At all. Yeah, if you're a fucking quitter. If you don't want to get that rush, makes you want to fucking punch a stranger.
If you want to get a free tin of Fully Loaded Chew right now, free tin. GAS1 is the promo code. You get a free can of Fully Loaded Chew. Just go to fullyloadedchew.com and use that promo code, GAS1. There's no purchase necessary. Just go check it out. Save a lip with Fully Loaded Chew.
Let's get back into it. Dab's time, you said?
Deb O'Clock.
This is Deb O'Clock?
Deb 30. So here's the thing. Like, we're making fun of Nikki, but we were actually inspired by Nikki. Me and Jay both were inspired by Nikki. So we decided that we would write our own Bob Saget tribute songs.
Wow.
So we're going to do that right after plugs and after these dabs.
Yeah, dude. Plugs and dabs.
But yeah, we wrote, these are completely original songs, wrote the lyrics, wrote the music, recorded everything. But, you know, honestly, we didn't.
Laid it down in record time.
Yes. And also in a very serious tone as well. So, but let's do some plugs and then we'll go to that.
John? Plugs?
Oh, I don't have any fucking plugs.
Nothing?
Oh.
No.
No,
we don't have a show. Yeah, we don't do this often. So.
I didn't even know what the fuck a plug meant. I don't have any plugs. I thought you were going to read an advertisement.
That's what I thought, too. No, just listen to KFC Radio, you know, wherever you listen to podcasts. We have a Friday night show, Friday Night Pints, where we sit around the bar at Barstool and shooting shit. On Instagram, we're putting out all our, you know, it's all the same shit. You know where to find all the Barstool stuff. We don't do the plugs.
You thought plugs were going to go longer. You didn't. Now you got to do your song, really.
Josh, go ahead.
JoshAdammeyers.com, at JoshAdammeyers on all social media. I'm on the road a bunch. I'll be in Plano, Texas at the House of Comedy this weekend. I think that's the 20th through the 23rd. I'll be in fucking Arizona. I'll be in Philly. Bunch of festivals coming up, doing the jam. Goddamn Comedy Jam at the Comedy Cellar on February 15th. Watch it on mintcomedy.com. Yeah. Oh, my podcast, The 500.
Hell yeah.
Subscribe to that shit.
I got some stuff coming up, guys. This weekend, myself and the great Zach Amico will be... Come on, Jay, don't be a fucking pussy.
Dude, he can't handle dabs, dude.
Yourself and Zach Amico?
Me and the great Zach Amico this weekend will be in Hartford, Connecticut. Hartford, Connecticut at the Hartford Funny Bone. Grab those tickets now at lewisofskanks.com. But next month in February, I got a lot of stuff coming up. I'll be down the shore at Uncle Vinny's. I'm also going to be in the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts. Then March, I have... Comics at Mohegan Sun.
Woof, woof.
It's a good room.
A bunch of other stuff coming up, including I'm going out of Texas. I'm going out to fucking California. I'm going everywhere. lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all of those shows and more. Zach Amico supporting me on most of those shows. Also, check out my other two shows right here on the Gas Digital Network. Realize Pods.
No! Sorry. No, do your thing.
Real Ass Podcast, and also the brand new Yo MMA Rap with myself and Dave Smith. Me and Dave Smith bring out...
The clips are good! I've watched the clips!
Break down the latest MMA stories in a hilarious, casually funny way, and subscribe to Gas Digital.
Good to see you guys hanging again!
Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the Legion of Skanks shows. You only get the latest 20 episodes on iTunes, but if you guys want over 600 episodes, thousands of hours that you can't find anywhere else, go to Gas Digital. Start at the beginning. Listen to the entire library. You get a 7-day free trial, and you save $1.50 a month. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/brattlesnake. And one last thing, Jay. I know you're about to be earplugged. You're dying still.
Oh, no.
Skankfest Vegas is happening.
Yeah.
October 14th through 16th, Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to be downtown on Fremont Street. It gets skanky. It gets wild at night. It's going to be the best Skankfest we've ever done. 5 separate stages. I know people complain about...
The most dangerous place we've ever done.
By far. People complain about like long lines and things like that at Skankfest. We have 5 different stages. We're going to have shorter lines, less wait times, so many more things happening all at once. Right now, if you guys go to... it's going to be skankfest.net. On January 28th, we are pre-releasing 1,000 tickets. There's a kickoff party that's going to happen on Thursday night, October 13th. If you guys get the pre-sale tickets, you get access to that kickoff party. Plus, you get all all access passes. You save $50 if you guys buy them in advance. And also, we're going to give you a discount on hotels. We're going to give you guys access, early access to the hotels as well, so you get a discount on hotels. Go to skankfest.net January 28th at 12 p.m. Eastern to grab your pre-sale Skankfest tickets. We're not announcing the lineups, and the general sale is until April 1st. So, but don't wait. Those tickets are going to go very fast.
Yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. Actually, if you're listening live after this, MintComedy.com, right?
Yeah.
MintComedy.com. We'll be doing Late Night Filth from the Comedy Cellar. You can actually watch that live as we do it, and I think maybe afterwards, but definitely live. Great lineup. Mike Feeney, Brendan Sagalow, Kareem Green on it, amongst many others. Rosebud Baker. It's going to be a very, very fun show. Check that out. MintComedy.com. 10:30, I think, tonight. Milwaukee, first time ever, coming up in 2 weeks. I'll be there the 27th, 28th, and 29th. And another big one, Caroline's in New York City, everybody. The live show should be happy about that. Caroline's, nope, I guess they didn't give a fuck. 18th, 19th, and 20th. 18, 19, 20, it's going to be a zillion fucking guests and friends coming through. It's going to be a wild weekend at Caroline's. It always is every year when we do it.
Yeah, I'm on at least two of the nights.
At least two of the nights. Lewis is going to be there for sure. So it's going to be all your favorite cast of characters coming to fucking hang out. It's Caroline's, New York City, 18, 19, and 20.
Which is awesome. That's kind of tradition now that things are back. Yeah. They seem to be back open. We used to do that show all the time.
Houston, I'm coming back. Houston Improv. That's going to be in March. March 10, 11, and 12. And then I'm just all over the place. So if you look for a city near you. Look for a city near you. Coming soon. BigJComedy.com. Of course, the SDR show right here on the Guest Digital Network and the Bonfire, Monday through Friday, Sirius XM Faction Talk 103, me and Dan Soder, and the Bonfire merch now available, thebonfiremerch.com for all of your Bonfire merch needs. Fuck you.
All right. So yeah, dude, me and Jay spoke, and we're like, dude, we can't let Nikki Glaser upstage us.
Yeah, a girl comic.
So we wrote our own songs. I'll be happy. I'll perform mine first.
You gonna do yours first?
Get your cigarette out of my face. I have to sing.
Sorry, bro.
Hold on. I didn't memorize my lyrics yet.
No, none of us did. Come on. I wrote this 2 hours ago.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Ready? All right. Let's go. All right. All right. Ready? I wrote this song today, guys.
Yeah. You have a title?
Yeah, it's called Tears at Skankfest.
Oh no! Crank that shit, dude.
Turn music way
up. You gotta turn this shit up, man.
Would you know my name? If I saw you at Skankfest, would it be the same? If I had a few more credits, what the fuck? Am I some schmuck? Am I just one of the organizers of the entire fucking Skankfest? It was kind of weird when you me in the green room, asked if I was a volunteer, and then if I could leave my own fucking green room. What a joke. So I laced his coat, and now he won't ever ignore me at Skankfest. I love you, Bob. I love you, Bob.
Lewis, Lewis, Lewis.
That was fucking beautiful, dude.
That was fucking beautiful.
It's touching.
You got a better voice than I thought, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. A little musical theater background.
You're on Spotify next.
Yes.
Lewis.
That is objectively a better song.
Lewis, meet me in St. Louis. 5, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8. Meet me in St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
I love you.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis.
You just need a background. Okay, this is a song. Wait,
do we have water? I have to. Give me that. I need a fucking.
I'll take a shot.
There's a lot of singing in this. It's very wordy.
It's very, very wordy.
All right, fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. It's truly get it. It's how Bob would have wanted it.
Citrus squeeze.
Bob loved Trulies.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Frank it, dude.
It starts with
Saget. I don't know why. When you died, everybody cried. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to take a celebrity death
and make it about me.
Time is a valuable thing. Time was wasted when I heard Nikki Glaser sing. Watching Spotify, running time. Her song's only 3 minutes,
but it felt too long.
I only knew him for that one show. Friday night before the wind blows. Trying to think, I don't even know. Oh right, America's funniest videos. Seemed like a pretty cool dude. Stephanie Tanner used to say how rude. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time.
I tried so hard but couldn't cry. To the end, I didn't really know him. He did my podcast, it was pretty cool. But in the end, I didn't really know him.
Full House was a pretty dope show. Uncle Jesse used to fuck Aunt Becky, yo. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself to always
cut it out.
In spite of the way you were mocking me, DJ Tanner was not the girl for me. His Mel or even Stephanie. Kimmy Gibbler got me so hard. Burnt the way they were before. You can't masturbate the teenagers anymore. Not that I'm saying you did, but you're dead now.
Because you're dead.
Kept everything inside. Or maybe you didn't. I don't really know. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time.
I tried so hard, but couldn't cry. In the end, I didn't really know him. He waved at me once, or at least I think it was for me. Cause in the end, I didn't really know him.
All right. Wait. We can't let Bob go out that soft. We had to bring a little bit of the heat for him.
I need more water.
Yeah, you definitely need more water.
Crank this shit, please.
Bobby, make them feel in the room. Ba 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 doo ba ba dee da. 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 Bob, something I can never hear. Bob, his name was Bob. Bob, something I can never hear. Bob, his name was Bob. Bob, something I can never hear. Bob, his name was Bob. Bob, something I can never hear. Bob, his name was Bob. Dead. 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 I'll argue those were both better. Way
better. We love you, Bob Saget.
Bob Saget, everybody.
I mean, that was.
We're giving everyone props for their voice, Josh.
fucking
what a voice. What a fucking voice.
Thank you.
Josh.
Jesus.
I mean, that,
I thought Chester was back with us.
Why do you think I needed so much water?
I mean, that cut it out moment brought the house down.
Oh, dude.
That was brilliant.
It was wild.
It was so good they laughed over our Kimmy Gibbler Gummy Hard line.
Dude, we had so many good tags in that, dude.
Kimmy Gibbler got me hard.
Because you're dead.
Oh, yeah. I flubbed that line.
Yeah.
That
I had it.
No, where is it? Where is it?
It's right here. Things aren't the way they were before.
You can't masturbate to teenagers anymore. Not they. I'm saying you did, but it doesn't matter now because
you're dead. But wait, dude, the fucking corn thing rules.
It ruled.
That we
Bob something.
Bob Saginabadibaha. Bob, his name was Bob. Bob Saginabadibaha.
Bob, his name was Bob.
Dude, I almost said Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's what I thought you were coming
with. Hard to rap.
I know, we were on the phone earlier. Me and Lewis, I went, and I'm gonna miss Danny Tanner. I'm gonna miss Danny Tanner.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba.
And I'm gonna miss Danny Tanner.
I'm gonna miss Danny. And I miss my Uncle Jesse, y'all. I knew the cut it out line was going to be the bruise.
I mean, you could have dropped it right then and there.
We should Nikki Glaser this and actually go into a studio.
Dude, I swear
dude,
to God.
Let's record our own tribute
that
album
and put it out. Do that.
Well, I don't know if you got the thing. Ari put that out. He goes. All comics should make a tribute song. We should upload it. And I was like, Skanks is doing that. We're writing our own song.
I told him to come.
He goes,
he was
dude,
so
upload
close
them.
To coming. Yeah.
Yeah, he goes, upload them, dude. He goes, put them up. So we should record that at Gas Digital.
Well, that'll be a clip. Yeah. By the way, that's already a clip that Nikki Glaser's been tagged in on Twitter right now, guaranteed. Yeah.
She'll find out.
Yeah, already before the show's over.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's hilarious.
If she doesn't laugh at that song.
It was
I
worth
don't
it.
Care.
It was worth it.
Listen to me. If Nikki doesn't think this is the funniest fucking episode of any podcast ever, I have no respect for her. That's
what
crazy.
What do I say to someone who says some crazy shit like that?
Hey, guys, really quick, I got to tell you guys about rockauto.com, which is a great website that I use. I just fixed my Audi. I sent my guy to rockauto.com because I didn't want to get ripped off. I saved over $200 on my front grill.
Fuck yeah, dude. My car's a lease, so fuck them. But, man, you know how cool I wish I was? I wish I owned a one-piece coveralls and a rag, and I could clean, like, a cap. Something to an engine.
Something.
Yeah, and then like I'll have like shit under my fingernails and Lever 2000 soap and shit.
I can't do anything. I'm really a pussy when it comes to that stuff. But I'll tell you right now, rockauto.com.
You can't change your own brakes?
I can't. No, my own brakes?
Yeah.
My own brakes?
You can't change your own brakes?
I can't change my own brakes.
I wouldn't even know how to start the process of that. I guess get the car up.
What would be the process? The first step of changing your own brakes?
Take off the old brakes.
Do you take off the wheel?
Come on, no, you don't
have to.
Off the whole wheel, Bobby?
Yeah.
The whole wheel, Bobby.
You'd have to. You must.
You ever have your rotors cut? They don't take the whole wheel off for that. Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, you got to take the whole wheel off for that. Yeah, that makes total sense.
You'd have to.
Of course you do.
And then, I mean, the brake pads are right there.
Yeah, right. They're the things. You
I
can see
them.
Where they're at.
I see them.
I know where they're at.
I see them with the wheels on.
I know where they're at.
By the way,
I don't know if I have the tool to take them off.
I bet you I can get them off with my wheels on.
More
I
than likely.
I bet you I could.
Yeah.
I bet you I could.
If you get that car high enough.
Yeah. Look, we don't know shit about cars, but you probably do a little bit.
Yeah, if you're a guy named Luke, you probably do.
If you're buying your auto parts, you need to get them for cheaper and then more effective and more efficient.
I'm talking to you, Chase. I'm just naming guys who know about cars.
A better way, okay? RockAuto.com, they've been in business for over 20 years, and they have every auto part.
20 years, Rusty?
Go ahead. They have every auto part at the best possible prices. You're not dealing with a counter guy who's trying to make a commission off of markups. You're just
not like that motherfucker at AutoZone, Dale.
At rockauto.com, you can easily find it, anything you need, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop worker, or working on your own car. Everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com, and there's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. And if you do buy something, let them know that you heard about them on the Legion of Skanks podcast. Oh, shit, dude.
Let's smoke that.
Yeah, let's smoke
this
joint.
I'll do a dab now. Fuck it.
Hell yeah, Donnie. I'll make you a Donnie. All right, so look, I saw this other video. This could be the rest of the show easily because this video, I can't even explain to you. Somebody sent it to me on Instagram. And it's what it is it was labeled as racist Karen whips two black guys playing basketball.
Are some Karens not racist? I thought that was implied.
No, not necessarily. I think you could be a Karen if you're just complaining at a movie theater about.
Do they ever yell at white people?
Maybe. So, but this video is just, it's a short film that's made about this. And it's just a short film. That's all it is.
So it's like dramatic. It's done. It's not like a real footage.
It is, I forget the name of the company that does it, but it's like, they're like, the idea is it's like.
It's a produced thing.
But they're like a production company for good.
Sure. But I'm saying, but it is produced. It's not like real footage.
No, it's produced. Okay. No, it's just produced. It's a short film. It's like. Generation
Hope.
Generation
Hope. That makes sense.
Listen to me. They're fucking.
Hey, black baby, you want to go live with them? Hey, you don't like it here? Go live with them then.
They would treat him so better.
Yeah. You run your mouth so much, go live with them then.
Black Baby and Baby Shane would have a better life with Generation Hope, guaranteed.
They would. I hope they come get him.
So it's the
you guys got to get an advocate.
They produce, and by the way, I spent 2 hours watching other videos that they make, and they have a bunch of great ones. This is the best one, though, in my opinion, that I've seen so far.
They're all great, you mean in the worst way.
Yeah, they're like trying to do good for the world, but just watch it. There's
is it like an anti-racism video? Is that what this is?
Yes, okay, it's an anti-racism video, but it's like after school special style.
Okay.
But it's, dude, it's the best.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's a literal
whip. It's a
whip.
It's a whip.
Oh, my
whip.
God.
She had a nice little bum.
Oh, my God.
For a white lady.
What?
Hey.
And the wheelchair.
What's the wheelchair? You forgot the wheelchair.
About coming back to my neighborhood.
The wheelchair.
Work on your threes. You want to get out of this goddamn neighborhood? Your defense is shit.
Box out.
You got to turn it up.
Why do they give you an extra bone in your ankle if you're going to waste it?
I thought it was quick twitch.
Dunk, idiot. This guy's in a wheelchair.
No, Vince. I won't let her ruin our fun.
Oh, my God. This is not real.
We aren't breaking any laws by having fun here at the park.
No.
I won't let you intimidate us anymore.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though. No one's going to play real defense on you. Everyone feels bad.
To me, boy, I guess you forgot who used to own your kind, and I'm about to remind you of that right now.
Shush. It'd be funny.
Oh,
if she's...
my God.
Well, in fairness, it looked like he was pulling out a gun.
Don't you touch him or I will knock your teeth out.
Roy, hang on. I'll get some help.
He leaves.
Wait here. Damn. Poor Roy.
Poor Roy.
Poor Roy.
No.
Ah. Here we go.
Yeah, no, all right, all right.
You.
That was a lucky shot.
Man, if I had legs, I'd still score on you. I got skills, son. Don't play me.
Hey, my bad, Kobe.
My bad, Kobe?
Damn.
Oh, my God.
By the way, man, I'm sorry to hear about your dad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I heard about the car accident.
Wrong to Jesus.
Hey, man, it's okay.
I think it's just bad writing. Like, he's... Look, I know I'm in a wheelchair now.
Sorry to hear about your dad.
My dad's dead.
And your leg's not working no more.
He goes, man, it's just little things, huh? Well, anyway, I'm going to go fucking have dinner with my dad. Probably jog home. I'm so excited.
I mean, this is the first time that he's seen him since the accident. And he was in a wheelchair and his dad's dead. And they're just like all lighthearted. This is the first time he's mentioning it.
Yeah.
The first thing
is
pass him a ball and say, set it up.
This is the first time I came out of my room.
Sorry came.
This is the first time I came out of room and stopped trying to kill myself.
I'm in a wheelchair now, and I won't be able to live my dream of playing in the NBA. But at least me and my mom are still alive.
At least me and my mom are still
alive. Be the first Samoan to play in the NBA.
Yeah, soccer tops.
That way, I can keep trying to dunk on you.
You can't dunk on him yet. He's in a wheelchair.
If you can't dunk on him, you can't dunk. Yeah, he can't.
Yeah,
no.
All right. Almost got to get that feet.
By the way, how funny would it be if he tried to dunk on him and just came so low it just knees him in the face and knocks a chair over? You just see the wheel spinning. This guy's fucked up.
Kobe,
let me dunk over you, son.
I'm practicing every day.
Look at the white Karen.
How do we get to go?
Is that a cripple joke?
It is what it is.
Sorry, guys. White's only basketball court. I'm here to bang some threes. I'm going to run some suicides, and I need the whole court. Sorry.
Look at these hood rats infesting the room.
Dude, hood rats are chicks.
Oh, my God.
I love her. She does look like she'd be a Skankfest volunteer.
Hell yeah.
Investing is like the most racist
thing. Investing my neighborhood.
Okay, you're just black guys who bought tickets to Skankfest. Okay.
Sure.
I'm going to see some extra ID on you. I have to make a photocopy of your passport. You don't have a passport. Surprise, surprise, ghetto.
Like, here, let me get old days.
This is the most racist thing on the internet.
This lady needed a job.
I think I matched with her on Bumble.
Hey, there are no criminals here. You know that loitering is illegal, right? Not that your kind of people like to follow the rules, but as long as I'm here, I'm going to make sure that this neighborhood is safe.
Why are you being so rude, lady?
Yeah.
I'm just a gay kid in a wheelchair.
We're people just like you. We live here.
You do not live here, you filthy rat. Now give me that ball and get out.
She's gonna steal their ball too?
Yeah, we're not giving
you that ball. Damn, dude, this chick's gangster. I say, just give her the ball and wheel away, dude. This chick's fucking.
This is the best piece of acting here. He looks so serious, like, man, I'm not giving you my ball.
What are you gonna do about it, fucking Swoops? What are you gonna do about it, Crazy Legs? You gonna chase me? There, I got your ball. You can't do anything about it.
Thank you, brother. That's stealing. It's our ball.
If you don't give me that ball right now,
I love this guy.
And tell them that you assaulted me.
Classic.
Why would you lie like that? I've done nothing wrong
because
to you.
Because I need a basketball.
What do you think they're gonna believe? A little cripple like you, or a sweet, scared little white lady like me?
Roy, just
she's not wrong.
This guy's just
officer, he ran over my toes repeatedly.
By the way, completely deservedly, one of these guys would have slapped her in her face by now.
these kids are pussies.
Yeah, these kids are pussies. Why are they eating it so hard?
It's just one lady. You could actually assault her.
I'll tell him you assaulted me. Well, let me make the call worth it.
Yeah, by the way, if that's what a woman was going to do, she was going to
get your money.
Wait a minute, hold on. Let me not say what I'm about to say.
Think it through.
Never mind.
Load of dabs. If you're already getting charged with a crime, you might as well commit it.
Might as well go fuck that bitch up.
Yeah.
Get out of here. It's not worth the trouble.
Yeah. Listen to your friend, Tyrone.
Wow.
Or you're going to regret it.
I'll tell you what, though. 2 out of 10 chance it is his name.
How do you know my name?
He goes, have you been following me?
Are you some sort of cyber stalker?
Oh, hey, Tyrone, who only has a mother at home because his dad left when he was young. Oh, my God. How do you know me?
He looks like a black Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, you
can't. Now that's a good little slave.
That's a good little slave.
What the fuck?
Well, he'd be a worthless
slave. No! My ball!
You got issues, lady.
Get out!
I mean,
get out!
This would be on World Star if this ever happened.
Get out!
This has never happened!
Get out! Stay out!
That's insane!
That's what I thought. I hope I never see those thugs running around my neighborhood
thugs.
Again.
Thugs! She bullied them, and she's still calling them thugs.
Look, and she doesn't even pop a basketball properly.
Yes.
It's rolling.
No, she popped it. With the
I
knife.
Know, but it's still rolling.
Hey, baby. How was your day?
Sick.
Well.
Whoa.
Well, I just had to get up 4 flights of stairs, so there was that.
Still crippled, so it sucks.
Yeah, I was carrying my wheelchair in my teeth while the Marine caught up the stairs. Thanks for the help. I texted you I was here.
Okay?
I said downstairs. You never wrote back.
I'm just tired.
Roy, you know I'm your mother. And mothers always know when their children are lying to them. Talk to me.
It's about your non-working.
What's the matter?
Legs, isn't it?
Well, my dad just died in a car accident.
Racist? Racy racist white lady.
She was dressed pretty prudely.
White lady was calling me names and threatening to call the cops if I didn't leave the basketball court.
I didn't do nothing.
He even knew not to tell his mom he gave the ball like a loser.
She whooped his ass.
Well, where's your ball? I think I went down a sewer. No, that was the second thing that sucked.
When did this happen? Just now?
Yes. Me and Vince were playing, and she just came up to us.
It was super shitty.
She even took my basketball and popped it with a knife.
Oh, what a pussy.
Oh, the mom's got to go straight.
I wish my dad was here. Well, he's fucking dead.
She's like, okay, well, this is why I did 9 months in county, but I'll try again. Let me get my pistol.
Hold up.
I'm going to get my pistol.
Give me my gap.
I'm going to put in my panties and shit.
Somebody trying to take your ball again. Up. You better go whore.
Some white bitch? Come on now.
You better go whore.
There's
another 7.5 minutes of this video.
Yeah. I can't believe it's 12 there's fucking so much. Minutes.
I've been waiting to fuck up some hunky bitch since Black Friday, motherfucker. Since I lost that Vizio TV.
Wait, I'm still confused. Who made this again? This is...
They're trying to help the world.
People doing good for the world?
Yeah.
You know, every city's got that fucking crazy racist white lady who goes to the basketball court and shakes everyone away. With a knife.
Trying to fight all the black kids at the basketball court.
No, she wouldn't have gotten raped yet.
This is the worst episode of Euphoria I've ever watched.
Where's all the dick?
Yeah, it's supposed to be titties and dick.
I miss him too. He always knew what to say when something
But he was killed because of that racist white lady at the basketball court.
Unfortunately, he's gone.
Diabetes.
Boy?
he was 35.
He got the sugar.
He lost his feet and his heart just stopped. 35 years old. Motherfucker looks 60. Anywho, I'm dating a G League basketball player now. I'm going to go fuck this white lady up.
You might be disabled, but you can still stand up for yourself.
No, literally can't. No pun intended,
you bitch.
No pun intended, toothpaste legs.
Look at those teeth, man.
God. Oh, yeah, she doesn't have fucked up
Look
teeth.
Look at
wow.
those things.
Oh, my God.
Just
Now, none of my teeth is his friends. But that said, I'll tell you this. Whoop that white bitch ass.
My teeth.
Put your wheelchair tire marks across her dumb face.
Around and trying to intimidate you? Don't let them do that. You should let them know that they shouldn't be doing that. You got it?
Fling your whole torso at her.
She's like, here, take my gun.
Yeah, take my pistol. Put it in your stupid, crazy pants.
All of this is scary. I get scared. You get scared. But that doesn't mean you don't stand up for yourself.
Again.
Okay? Even your father got scared.
That's why he died.
That's why he did.
Especially right before
that car flipped.
You should have seen the look on the windshield. You should have seen the look on his face right before he pulled a gun on those cops. They called it suicide by cop. But I said that motherfucker was braver than a motherfucker.
I know you may be too young to remember, but your father and I used to have a crazy white neighbor who used to always bother us. Just because we were
I want to and play loud music on weekdays well into the night and had parties on off days.
And sometimes
never clean up their dog shit.
Sometimes we take the change out of his car.
Landscaping for what?
I want to hear the neighbor's story.
Yeah. Her dad used to do graffiti on our house. It was weird. Eventually, he died from diabetes. He was 35, you know. Pretty crazy.
Get us evicted. He lied and said that we would play our music.
That was damn it. Say goodbye. Jay.
I mean, wait a minute. Even in the bad writing, they were playing their music too much. He didn't make that up. You were. Why would he just make it up? Why would he care?
That was incredible.
That was wild. He lied about us.
Said a bunch of crazy nonsense like we was playing Genuine at 12:45 on a Tuesday. We had a couple of friends over and we was splitting up an ounce. Did a little bit of that blow cane. Next thing you know, I was twerking like a motherfucker. Instagram was alive with my booty hole. Next thing I know, motherfucker knocking on our door. Saying kids trying to sleep down the hall. Fuck y'all.
It's his property. Do you know what?
Do you know what?
Your father and I never let him win.
We just kept destroying his property.
We played that guy didn't louder and louder.
That guy didn't have a garden gnome that wasn't fucking whacked with a baseball bat by your crazy daddy. He didn't give a fuck about prison. He was comfortable with it. Three hots in a cot, he said.
I knew you were going to love this video, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. This guy looks like a gay dance teacher.
You scared?
Of course we were scared. It's terrifying having a crazy white neighbor trying to mess up your life. But it's not about being scared. It's about
playing that motherfucking music so loud. It keep his old white ass up and he's sleeping past his fucking physical therapy appointment. Woo, boy! I'll tell you this. That white motherfucker was angry, cranky, and tired. I used to put paper in the plastic recycler and used to fuck his whole day up. I said, fuck you, Whitey. You fix it. This motherfucker used to have to take that lady from the Gremlins thing up the stairs. Take her 45 minutes to get to the third floor, zigging and zagging all up. 2 miles per hour. Fuck that bitch.
Scared. It's about standing up.
We're only halfway through the movie.
While being scared.
But it's hard, Mom. I don't know if I can do it. I'm stuck in this wheelchair.
Roy.
What?
You're not handicapped.
She is.
You're handicapable.
Wow. Oh, yeah. No. She's going to tell him. She goes, don't think no shit. He goes, put a razor blade under your tongue. You lunge your body at him and you slice him from his fucking cheek to his ear. Let him know you was there. Say our last name aggressively and then crawl back to your chair. Ask your friend Lucas to set it back up for you so you can climb into it. Don't get a goddamn fool trying to set the thing up yourself.
Do you like that? You probably won't even run into that crazy
get
guy.
It, Ron.
See, dude, stand up for yourself.
You probably won't even marine crawl near that lady anymore. Look at the bright side. You'll never get caught by barbed wire.
More. But you have a right to be outside. Don't let her take that from you. You got that?
Yes, Mom.
And call me right away the next time something like this happens. Nobody is going to be out there messing with my boy. You're my baby. Now, go ahead, get some rest. You've had a long day. All right?
Can you help me take off my pants?
Yeah, that sounded oddly sexual. I was thinking of a porn right there.
Can you please bathe me?
Yeah, Mom. This is pretty embarrassing at this moment. Yeah, sure, I'll fight that lady tomorrow, but can you help me shit?
Change my bag.
Yeah, my catheter is completely full right now. If you could empty it.
Can you pull a tube out of my dick and completely humiliate me? Can you lie to me again and say I'm going to find a girlfriend one day who wants to do this shit? Clip my toenails because I have no nerves. Even if I have a jacked torso, my legs look like fucking spaghetti noodles.
Yeah. If this guy is really crippled, I feel bad.
He is.
No, he's not really. In real life, no.
No way.
You think the actor is? No. No
Dude,
way.
You think they're going to have a not handicapped person play?
This is so woke that they're not going to fucking go against the guidelines of wokeness.
A Jewish woman stepped down from playing a half-black, half-Jewish character because she wasn't black. She was Jewish, though.
You think that this kid's really crippled? Actually, I'll tell you right now, I'm almost positive I watched till the end, and they have the actor standing up at the end being like, so this was our gay
play. Dude, I hope that happens, and I'm going to write a letter.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Can you go to the end real quick so we can...
Well, I want to...
No, don't go to the end. I'm into the story.
I'm into the story.
Don't, I'm talking about the very end before, like, when they come out of character.
What? No. Yo.
Oh, he finer than a motherfucker.
Okay. Get it, girl.
Don't stop. Get it. Don't stop. Get it. Don't stop. Get it. Don't stop. Get it.
Those legs fucking work.
Confirmed. Not handicapped. Confirmed. Not handicapped.
I'll tell you what, though.
Make it work.
I'll still argue. Handicapped. You're going to have a lot of questions before you sit at your table at a fancy restaurant.
Not only can this bitch walk, this bitch can move.
Oh, my God.
Look at these legs.
She's mocking handicapped people.
I know. Her videos are only working legs. Look how much these legs function, you fucking crippled bitches.
She knows my video got us here.
Suck on that, you forever.
I'm gonna show everybody.
So much legs. Oh my God, my knees work so good.
Kick, bend, step, walk.
I'll do that Russian dance.
Tetris, cha cha cha.
He's trying to prove he can walk.
Holy shit! I'll tell you right now.
It's so gay. That's my
dude. He looks like Brad Williams.
Damn, if you were a gay person who couldn't feel their fucking lower back down, though, what a plus. You could take that dick.
I'd be furious if I was a person that could be playing that part in this obviously low-budget student film. They couldn't find a real crippled person?
I'm very upset by that.
I know you are.
How dare they?
I know you are.
What about inclusion, you fucks?
All right, go to the... I don't think he's even black, by the way. I'm pretty sure he's an Indian gay guy with legs.
Motherfucker.
Gay girl. Gay girl, dude.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't even know.
Wake up.
Go ahead.
He needed it.
I'm going to go twerk away.
I'm going to go booty. I'm going to go practice my booty bounce.
Yeah, he goes, I'm going to go hop on my OnlyFans.
Hey, mama, can I borrow your boots?
Hey, look at my extremely proportionally the same size legs as they should be because they actually were.
Hey, could throw a blanket on it?
Passed out like a rock. How did you sleep?
Yeah, you're not moving him. You're not moving him from couch to bed if he passes out.
Underneath this outfit I got on, your bra and panties.
I was tired.
Well,
he's like, Mama, I'm on some of your drawers.
Underneath these jeans, I'm wearing a garter belt, panties, a little weird bra.
I bought all your filliest stuff.
But only this 72-year-old man named George, who I see after school, gets to see it.
Oh, fuck.
He's indoctrinating me into the gay lifestyle. Anyway, Mom, I'll let you know if that racist white bitch shows up again. In case you want to put a hot knife in her gut.
Too tired? Because I need you to give this a try.
Oh, wow. Yeah, dude.
Bob, you bought me this basketball?
If this white lady has a fucking pop ball number two, I don't respect her at all.
I don't know whose side I am on in this video yet.
I love that. The mom's wearing a Versace fucking dashiki.
Go down to the basketball court. She goes, here's a basketball. He goes, inside that box, I put a steak knife. That bitch comes up again. You fucking open her ass up.
Let that bitch bleed.
I want you to go down to the basketball court and have some fun.
Dude, mom's done up.
What about...
Remember what we talked about.
I just got my dress tight.
Don't live in fear, honey. And if that crazy lady comes up to you, I am just a phone call away. The basketball court is 5 minutes down the street.
Yeah.
And if you call
this white lady beats the shit out of his mom, it'll be the best.
She goes, just keep her occupied while I show up. I'm going to hit in the back of the head with a brick. You going to tell people I went to work that day.
Be there too. Go and have some fun, okay?
Okay, I'll go. Thanks so much.
You wait there for the cops to come. You tell them some white lady did it. You a cripple. They ain't going to question you hard. Gimpy leg ass motherfucker. Just be a witness.
Oh, I'm on my way out now. Vince just texted me. He'll be there.
Oh, okay.
I gotta go.
Who pushed ran you away. Oh, look who's feeling froggy again.
Also, why is Vince just playing with it with no basketball?
I hope it's what that white bitch says when she walks up. He goes, oh, someone's feeling froggy. Froggy, you want to jump? Are we doing dabs again? Dude, I'm so stoked.
Dab o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, I see you got a new basketball. Want to play a game?
Let's do it.
All right, show me what you got. Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, this is...
Bend your knees, bro.
Oh, I've she's been there hiding again. Behind the tree.
Dude, this woman's an incredible actor.
Whoa! Jesus Christ!
Hey!
Damn, lady!
Calm the fuck down.
She's swinging fucking for home runs only.
Wait, take it back a second. Good.
I hope they play.
Why do you think? You think it, maybe if we go back, it's in context. He goes, "Man, we should get some bananas after this game." Those monkeys are back again. No. In context, it wasn't racist. You had to see. It was just funny.
Those monkeys are back at it again.
Oh, damn. My God.
Who is this lady?
I won't forget.
Just got that in the
air.
Keep that thing
on
me. Keep that motherfucking thing on me.
Dude.
I brought it just in case they
what
were here.
What did I tell you? Criminals.
Yeah. Good thing I always travel with a bullwhip.
She's like, oh, hey, monkeys.
She goes, you fuck with the wrong adventurer, bitch, today. I'm on my way to finding the Holy Grail, I hope. If it's the fake one, I'm dead. Either way, my son plays basketball these courts, and he doesn't want anybody who can dunk. It makes him feel fat.
Oh, no, Roy, let's just get out of here.
Let's just get out of here.
No, Vince. I won't let her ruin our fun.
Not today.
Listen, lady. We aren't breaking any laws by having fun here at the park.
Dude, if the wheelchair kid fucks her shit up, the fucking kid with legs should kill himself. That's like letting your girlfriend beat up a guy for you.
Let you intimidate us anymore.
Are you talking back to me, boy?
Dude, whip his legs and he doesn't even feel it. He's like, you stupid bitch. I haven't felt my legs since 2018. And then they just fucking jaw her.
Karn, and I'm about to remind you of that right now.
Oh. Right.
That hurts. Vince, help.
Yeah.
Don't
like,
you
motherfucker,
touch him.
I already uploaded this.
Was she hitting him in the legs?
Don't you touch him or I'll knock your teeth out. With a whip? Dude, that'd be sick.
Each individual tooth? She would have to be so precise.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
What I'm going for your left incisor. Smack. Nailed it. Oh!
My bicuspid.
Molar.
Yeah. You want to lose a canine, motherfucker? You have to eat pie on the other side of your face. No tomahawk steak podcast for you, monkey.
I will knock your teeth out.
Roy, hang on. I'll get some help.
Oh, look. You disabled, crippled piece of trash. No one's coming for you. You're not worth it. You and your kind, you are worthless. Now...
This is based on a true story.
It's been, what, 180 years?
180 years since slavery was abolished? And I'm going to give you a lash for every year that God-given right was taken away from you.
180 lashes!
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of lashes.
Please, God, only hit my legs.
So many lashes. That's so
just
many.
Not anything above the waist.
Give it right.
180 lashes.
Thank God that guy shot me in the spine when I was robbing his house. Wouldn't that be funny? He's an anti-hero the whole time.
Who is this, Antonia Cumia?
You can try and hurt me, but you won't break my spirit.
Want to bet?
My mom told me not to be afraid of evil people like you.
And where's your mama now, huh?
Probably in a crack house. Probably pregnant in a crack house.
Bitch, I wish you'd asked. Uh-huh. She's double parked in a Ford Escort right behind them. Bitch, say the word. I put a teddy bear camera on my fucking gimpy son. I saw everything you said. I gave him a fucking belt buckle camera. He don't know. He don't need no belt.
You and me. So let's have a little fun.
One.
His mama is right here.
Miss Pat.
Oh shit!
Look at the fuck! Look at that Fendi running down the fucking
That's
thing.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Dude, she's dressed like Shownuff at the end of Last Dragon. She wore a silk karate gi. Bitch.
Check out the drip while I whoop your ass.
I hope she machetes her arm off at the elbow.
Here. Nobody. nobody messes with my boy like that, lady. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Vince, call the cops and tell them that there's a lunatic at the park going around whipping people.
Mama, they're not going to believe me. They're not going to believe me calling and saying there's a white lady with a bullwhip whipping black people. They're going to laugh. They're going to put me on speakerphone and ask me to say it again. And no one's coming, Mama. Just do what you got to do. I heard this white lady and hope she never find out where we live. You do what you got to do. I'm going to go rub mud in our license plates.
Jay, this is like,
yeah, we have a
so your video.
Good video.
I know you love this.
It's good video.
By the way, pause it for 1 second and just go to their page and show them all the videos that will be future episodes of Legion of Skanks. Because this dude, this is not their first video. They have so many videos. Look at this. Frat guy, drugs, hot girl, wife fakes cancer.
Oh my God. I like stepdad gets rid of 8-year-old son.
You have the next 8 years.
Hot girl, drugs, boyfriend.
Rich girl shames black maid. I mean, look.
Should we just do a third episode a week on just going through each one of these? Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I got about 3 free hours a week that I'm looking to fill.
It's so, I mean, it's crazy. There's so many of them. Dad kicks gay son out of home. That's the next one we'd have.
Father destroys son's dream.
That's the big one.
Of being on Broadway, I'm guessing. Views. Boyfriend body shames girlfriend's going to make me happy.
Oh, dude, it's, I mean,
wife cheats on husband.
Evil
with 40
mom bullies
guys.
Daughter. Is that Natalie?
What the fuck?
This is like the best YouTube channel I've ever found in my entire life.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really.
Is it
really
40
good
guys
one
at once?
And they do. They do.
I forgot. I may have wrote this down, but I forgot. There's a. We have to stop the show in a second here, but there's an e-fucked video, that does your idea. Well, it shows a girl who like died in porn recently, and it's like it's playing her or not died. She got out of porn, and it's her talking about like anti-porn shit, and it's showing her filthiest scenes
while she's talking while
about
she's talking
about it.
Yeah,
I've been doing that for years.
Lewis, I'm telling you, they stole it from you.
I know. I'm sure they.
It's your idea for sure. I give you that, but it's you're not wrong about any of it.
So, all right, let's finish this movie. This is like a fucking movie. We could do Legion of Skanks watches this channel.
Yeah.
Live, it's the best, dude. Here's the problem is I hope they don't get our. People are gonna have to link up this video with our show because we're gonna have to edit this, right? There's no way.
Yeah, the video will be edited. The audio will be there.
All right. Go ahead.
Hate crime at Greensboro Park, 123 Main Street.
Are you a black or white person?
123 Main Street. Come on.
The script's starting to fall.
That's where the basketball court is? Sounds like prime real estate.
We'll be waiting.
Baby, are you okay?
Yes, Mom. She hit me a few times.
I mean, no. My legs don't work. I'll never be able to come.
She hit me with a bullwhip a few times.
Yeah. No, she bullwhipped me. It was pretty freaky. I can't actually believe that happened. One in a million chance I was ever going to see someone present a bullwhip to me. We're not in Abraham Lincoln times. It's pretty crazy.
Let her break my spirit or scare me away, just like you told me to do.
Good. I'm glad you didn't let Evil win. Your father would be so proud.
She was about to win. Evil was about to win with that whip. Yeah.
So close to
winning. Her mom came in and fucking stopped. Yeah.
Yeah, his spirit was completely broken. Yeah. He was like, fine, just whip me.
Evil just whipped me.
I ain't worth shit.
She stopped like she was going to rip her throat out Roadhouse style. Settle down, bitch. She's already crippled.
The father?
That thing has a father.
I'm not through with you yet.
Suck my baby boy's dick. Try to make it hard. I bet you can.
A long time.
Who do you think they're going to believe? Huh? A criminal or an innocent white lady?
How you know about
Don't worry about that. I was recording the entire time.
So what, they call me the godfather of Besa Rosa, Miami, Florida?
You were attacking Roy. Now we have all the evidence we need to lock you up.
Come on. Let me get you over here.
Thank you, detectives. Oh, citizen's arrest.
Dude, the white lady's
it'd be funny if the cops shot her
ass,
for holding
though.
That white lady like that. The cops just put fucking 17 in her. Oh my God, mister, you okay? I saw that fucking Big Mama getting ready to fucking beat you into that aluminum fucking bench. I was worried about your perfect teeth.
Sit down, white lady.
Sit down, bitch. You shaved ass pussy, probably.
You know, even with that video against me, you're not winning a trial. They are going to rule in my favor. They always do. Okay? They know that you people are criminals and liars and crack dealers.
That is, that is besides the point, bitch. My son's just trying to play crippled basketball. Have a heart, bitch.
I don't know why you have so much hate in your heart, but good will always win over evil. Now sit here and be quiet. I'm running out of patience with you.
Yeah. You don't want her to run out of patience.
You don't want her to run out of patience. I used to walk.
Black mom. Dude, I hope she steals this bitch.
The woman has whipped her son 4 or 5 times, but if she talks one more time, that's when she's going to lose her shit. Right? I mean, nah, you just keep talking,
bitch. Think I want to push this motherfucker up ramps the rest of my life? I got enough shit without you and with your bullshit.
He's a burden.
If we have on a 37th floor of some building, there's a fire, we dead. I could get out. I got to sit with this motherfucker. How am I going to look? I walk out of that motherfucker 15 minutes before it goes down. This motherfucker's still on the 35th floor. He's trying to roll down the fire escapes. Goddamn fool.
Hey, the cops
Son,
are here.
Sit down. You're making me uncomfortable.
Once the cops arrived, Vince showed them the video evidence of Mallory whipping Roy. Mallory was arrested and sent to jail for her crimes. However, Roy and Vince continued to enjoy
Mission
playing basketball without anyone bothering them again.
It's important.
2 days later,
I saw this part.
Yeah. 2 days later, a swastika was painted on their front door. They live in constant fear of retribution. For what they did to Carol, the coolest chick on the block. If you haven't had her butter cookies, you haven't lived. We're going to let these two mules take away our Christmas cookies. This motherfucker walks.
What the fuck?
Born with respect and kindness. It's okay
Bobby.
To stand up for yourself when someone treats you bad, even if it's scary.
Because when you stand up for yourself, you'll be able to stand up for others that are also in need. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson.
Yeah.
Make sure to share this with your friends and family so they can.
Can't argue with that.
That's great.
Cinematic. Like this video
Mom.
And subscribe.
Black Mom.
Black Mom.
Black Mom.
Black Mom.
John, Kevin, thank you guys so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, man. Absolutely
that
fucking
was a,
amazing
that
show.
That was a perfect game from Big J. Ogerson right there. That was unbelievable. Unreal, man. Thank you.
Great,
really
dude.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Josh Adam Myers, for being here with us.
We'll
have Dave Smith back soon.
Thank you.
Until next time, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Ogerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.